please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about Raging Liberal. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, the Raging Liberal, they're so insane, so stupid, they got Down syndrome. Look at Jimmy Kimmel, how weak and cuckold he is. He leans into his chick because he has no testicles, he has them in his mouth. Yes, this guy is so weak, that's why he couldn't apologize for the assassination of that one dude. Yes, what a great human being this guy is, right? But guess what? These liberals are everywhere. Yes, friends, these people are just a disease. They infect everything that touches and they pollute it. Yeah, hearts and minds thrown down the toilet so they could do their perverse delusions. Oh, yes. Yes, you gotta stand up to these tree-hugging hippies. Yeah, these communists, all they wanna do is take over the world so like that they don't have to work and they use you as fodder. Yeah, very, very good times indeed, right? Well, let's check out this darkie. She said that she saw the light and she's not a raging liberal anymore. Yeah, she hates because that's what she was fed to. Yes, the Democrats feed her her pretty little mind all this filth, all this hate. She hates on white people because it's the thing to do. Well, let's see what she says, right? Let's hear her talk. Have you noticed that a lot of these liberal people have something wrong with their body? Yeah, for example, look at this chick. Yeah, she's a ton of fun, don't you think? They either have big, fat, bloated fucking whales or these skinny little stick figures. Yeah, don't you notice that the liberal people are nothing but weak, fat, worthless people? Yeah, just an observation, but let's continue. Yes, according to the Brave browser, burning the American flag is not illegal. Well, in my opinion, it should be, because you're showing that you're just a traitorous dog. Yes, if you live in this country and you're doing that kind of stuff, you're just pretty much saying that you're not an American citizen and you should be deported. Yeah, you should have been doing that kind of stuff. Yes, if you live in a country and you hate it, they're like, why are you there? Oh, I know you like the cash and prizes, but that makes you a parasite, and parasites gotta go. Just saying. You know what's funny? Donald Trump made Antifa a terrorist group but not BLM? It's like, what the fuck? In my opinion, it's one and the same, but apparently there is a difference. What the fuck? Yes, what a great time to live in, right? They let all this fucking shit, but whatever. I guess we're living in the land of nuance. It's not really that nuance, but whatever. Let's continue. Oh, so technically that makes you an Oreo, right? Yeah, the outside is black, but the inside is whiter than fuck. So you're technically hating on your people. Yeah, it's kind of like that movie Steve Martin, The Jerk, which is a white dude that thinks he's black. So you're just a black person that thinks that they're white, but is black and it confuses you or something? I don't know, man. People and their mental illness, you gotta love it, right? It's the spice of life. Well, let's continue.
My foster mom is a white person. My foster dad is a white person. I have white aunts and uncles. I have mixed cousins.
Yeah, I bet even Uncle Bad Touch is a white dude too, right? Yes, you forget that white people was clothing and feeding you, but yet you talk shit. Ooh, you're not a very nice person, are you? Well, let's continue. Yes, you were told to hate white people because of the color of your skin. Yeah, because remember how Biden said if you're not black, you don't vote for him or something like that? I don't know. But yeah, these people think because you have a different colored skin that you should be doing things a certain way. Wow, ain't that funny? Yeah, I'm sure this chick changed her tune because something in her life is different. Yeah, if she was with her own kind, you think she'd be thinking this shit? No, there's something in there. Let's find out what it is, right? Yes, people try to hide their mental illness, but sooner or later, it will come out. Yes, you think this chick is sound of mind and body? No. Yeah, she said that she saw the light. because all of her family or a bunch of them are white people and she's hating on them for no apparent reason. Yeah, just because the color of her skin is black, they're like, you're stupid. And at the end of the day, we're all humans. Just because we have different shades of color in us doesn't make us not human. Yeah, there's some people that wish they weren't human, but unfortunately they are. Yes, just, yeah, man, people are just stupid. They think all these weird ideas, and at the end of the day, we all bleed the same color, right? Right? But no, apparently people are just stupid. Well, keep on doing this shit and see what happens, right? Just saying.
Or any of those things. And honestly, when I met my husband, a lot of things changed because he is white and I am white.
There you go. That's what it is. The reason you don't hate white people anymore is because you're getting drilled by one, right? Yeah, you people doing the race play, you pretend to be the poor slave woman, and this guy's like the rich plantation owner, and he's making you do all kinds of unmentionable things. Yes. Oh, I had a chick tell me that once if I do race play. And it was just funny, she was an Asian chick, and I'm a wetback. It's like, what the fuck? I'm not white and you're not black, so what the hell? I don't know, man. These people have some weird Down syndrome, but who knows? That fucking Asian bitch, she was a nice piece of ass, but... yeah, she was a ton of fucking of mess, to say the least. Down syndrome, mental illness, or whatever you want to call it. Well, anyways, let's talk about this chick's mental illness, right? Not that other one. Anywho.
And that dynamic, it honestly didn't work because we were dating in 2020. And a lot of the racial tension with, you know, BLM and George Floyd really damaged our relationship.
No, I bet what was damaging your relationship is you talking about your black supremacy bullshit to your white boyfriend at the time. Yeah, you women do all kinds of shit and you think it's okay. No, no, it's not. Women, especially liberal women, they think stupid shit. Just because they have the magic pussy, they think it'll control men's hearts and minds. No, that's not gonna work. You will never win. Yes, only men can control the weak, effeminate ones. But hell, maybe that's what you meant, right? Is your boyfriend or husband a fucking weak cuckold? I think he is, but who knows? I could be wrong. But yeah, you need to learn how to shut up and just follow your husband's words. But you won't because you're still a feminist.
Because I was arguing these points and he wasn't listening. And he was giving me facts and I wasn't listening.
Well, guess what? Women, for the most part, don't listen. The only time they'll listen to a man is when you yell at them. Oh yes, when you start yelling and screaming at them, that's when you command power and that's when they shut the fuck up. Yes, silence is golden. Well, let's continue.
He never tried to argue with me. He would send me things in order for me to actually listen and look at the truth. And eventually, I started to look at what was actually going on.
Yes, women sooner or later will bend to the power of penis. Enjoy.
And the first person that I actually watched continuously was Gothix. Gothix was the person that actually opened my eyes solely because...
yeah, I was trying to look up what this Gothic person is, and it brought me shit like this. Yeah, it brought me to a Nesty store and people selling like digital downloads so you could guess put this on your channel, whatever. It's alright. Kind of cheesy in a little bit, in my opinion, but hey, whatever. If this kind of stuff helped her see the light, okie dokie, whatever. Let's continue.
She was a black woman that was radical left, and now she is conservative.
Well, I don't know, women are liars, and you sure like changing your color so you could fit the situation, so probably this Gothic chick is just pretending to be conservative so she could get cash and prizes, and that could be your deal too, but who knows, maybe you truly are in love with this white dude and you are gonna have little half-breeds and creamies or whatever you call them. Yeah, the half-breeds are the Abos, and white people in Australia, they call them creamies. Oh yes, racism, you gotta love it. Anyways, let's continue.
Black woman. Then I started watching people like the Hodge twins, black people, Officer Tatum, Candace Owens, all black creators.
Yeah, all those people you've been mentioning, they suck. I watch their channels and they're boring at best. Oh yes, but you know, people like this stuff. I know you're trying to promote your people, but me, never.
Then I started listening to Charlie Kirk and Ben Shapiro. I did not like Ben Shapiro.
I still don't like Ben Shapiro. He does say some good things, but at the end of the day, he's a fucking squid person. Yes, he's Squidward, and I'm Goy. So yeah, that's like water and oil. That shit don't mix. So yeah. And if you believe that it does, You're stupid! In my opinion, of course, but I don't know anything because I'm a retard myself. Well, let's continue.
Hated Ben Shapiro. I did not like the way he talked. Even though I didn't listen to anything that he had said and thought it made sense.
Well, Ben Shapiro, he has an agenda and he has a master. And he's going to do whatever his master tells him. Yes, can't you tell by the little fucking hat that he wears in his fucking brain? Yeah. Yeah, that dude's not fighting for us. He's fighting for someone else, so... Yeah, yeah. Put that in your smoke and smoke. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I just didn't want to listen to him. And then one day, I started listening to him and Matt Walsh and all of these other creators that are on the right. And
guess what, lady? There is no right or left. They're all the same. It's all bullshit just to trick you to think there's a two-party system. It's all bullshit. It's all lies. Just saying.
Just blind listening to them, but fact-checking them as well. Like, listening to what they're saying.
Everybody lies. Even your own government lies to you. Everybody. You don't know who to believe. Everybody's gaslighting you. Yeah, what can you do? All you have to do is just do research. That's the only thing you can do. And hopefully the stuff you find is truthful. But I don't know. Right now the lies is so thick. Yes, friends. Just be careful. Do the best that you can. That's all I can say. Because I'm in the same boat as you. But let's continue.
Looking it up myself and then realizing what they're saying is actually true. Like the details and just everything that they're saying is actually true.
Yes, people can't face the truth. It could be a big black dick smacking you in the face, but people won't acknowledge it. Yes, the truth hurts. Yeah. People don't want to know what's out there because they're scared. I understand it is scary. But once you know the truth, you could act accordingly and counteract this. Yes, don't be scared. You gotta be empowered. So, go for it, friend. Just saying.
But this is honestly my story. I was on the left. I was a radical black woman that was angry all the time and bitter and ready to argue somebody down. But...
Yes, the powers that be use you as a rabid attack dog to fight other people because they want society to be broken so like that they could do whatever the hell they want. It's so disgusting, but because we're people and we don't know any better, we keep on doing this dumb shit. When will this thing end? And won't until you make it stop. Just saying.
Then I actually tried to research. I took about hours and hours of research that I've done over the years to realize that I've been lied to as a black woman my entire life about the Democrats and the...
Yes, we're all being lied to. We're being tricked. We're being manipulated by the government. All these people, they just want to control you so they could do whatever the hell they want. Yes, we're all being gaslit. So, what's the end goal? Yes, they want us to be slaves. Yes, doesn't matter if you're white, black, brown, pink, gay, or straight. To them, we're all black. Yes, we're all slaves. Yes, we're all darkies. Yeah, you gotta realize that stuff. It's us versus them. Ain't a race war. It's a haves and the have-nots. So, enjoy.
What is actually going on? And the fact that they truly do not care about black people.
What's refreshing that this chick, being black and being a woman, she elevated herself. Yeah, if this chick could do it, why can't you? Yeah, you gotta open your eyes and see the light. Yes, not people out there that are trying to kill you, trying to do bad things to you. Yeah, don't think that white people are there to hurt you. They're just trying to do their lives, just like you. Yeah, if everybody just learns to get along and stop doing stupid shit and trying to step on each other's toes, the world would be a better place. But no, people don't want to mind their own businesses. They want to get into other people's shit. Why? Because people are lazy, stupid, and self-entitled. Yes, the world is pretty fucked up, but it is what it is. Just don't let it get to you, friend. Get stronger physically and mentally. And don't forget to save your pennies because, yeah, shit's hitting the fan and it's getting worse and worse by every waking moment, right? Even the unwaking ones too, but it is what it is. Well, friends, goodbye and take care of yourself. Laters.
Rhode Island students have called for a teacher to be fired over his post celebrating Charlie Kirk's...
Charlie did not deserve to lose his life because of a different opinion, but this teacher deserves to lose his job.
Earlier, Barrington School District teacher Benjamin Fillo posted a video criticizing Charlie Kirk.
This is a man who hated the LGBTQ community, who hated women's rights, who hated democracy. What a piece of garbage.
Philo was placed on administrative leave while the district said it has hired an investigator to look into his alleged social media activity. But many students and parents say that's not enough.
I truly felt scared. It is extremely morally wrong for someone to have no sympathy over someone that passed away. I don't feel safe.
However, Philo also found an advocate in a coach who blamed students for their response.
If a young person truly feels shaken by words so mild, especially in contrast to Mr. Kirk's words, the appropriate response is to offer these children perspective and resilience, not to punish a teacher for speaking candidly.